Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this May 19th, 2023. It is 10:30 on the clock. You have your host, James, behind the mic, and I am joined by some of our favorite people. What a great way to wrap up the week of Morning Magazine. We got our friends from Family Natural Foods in, Stephen and Katrina Hintner. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
It's Friday. Like yes. You said, it's great. Uh-huh. And it's fun to be here on a Friday. There's like a different energy right now.
Yes. Yeah. We're happy to have you guys in. Thanks so much for being with us today. I don't want to get too lost in the weeds here and everything. I want to get right into stuff. What's happening over there?
Yeah. Something we always like to do on Friday is look at our calendar. I don't know if other people do this.
Yeah.
Look at our calendar and we look forward and we're like, what's happening next week?
Yeah.
And I don't know, Katrina, what's happening next week?
Mm. Well, we have a lot of things that are happening, and we're going to talk deep dive into the Terry presentation shortly,
yeah,
but we're going to do just a tiny little what's happening. Terry is coming to town.
Yeah,
everyone.
Terry's
Mark
coming to town.
Mark your calendars.
Yep, we're going to do the health and wellness talk, but we'll get into more details
into
on
that.
That's on Wednesday, but first, what else is happening that maybe I want to know about for the weekend?
Mm, yeah, okay, so other things for the weekend. It's becoming a beautiful time to plant your garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of different garden seeds there. We will tell you that the potatoes and the onions are getting a little bit on the lower side, but there are still some there, so it's a great time to still get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best selection, come in early.
You know, yeah,
today,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Absolutely.
There'll still be some next week, but yeah, if you want full selection, come in now.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And then again, like, you know, A to Z, acorn squash to zucchini squash.
I like that.
We have the other.
From winter to summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That used to confuse me as a kid. Like, you would say summer squash. And I was like, what's it, summer squash versus winter squash?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like zucchini summer squash because you eat it in summer.
Something like
and
that.
Then in winter, it would be like, you know, your Hubbard or your acorn or your butternut.
Yeah. The ones you can keep in your basement for forever. Yeah.
I think it took me too long to figure that out.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh, yeah. no argument here. Yeah, I definitely did.
And then just other little, like, teasers and not to spend a lot of time on them, but we talked last week about bug and sun, right? So ticks are out. So
be careful.
We have
some mosquitoes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're coming.
So we got our bug spray out, and we have our sunscreen. We've had a number of people coming in specifically looking for, you know, like, I want Badger sunscreen. I want a sunscreen that has really good ingredients. We always have those.
Mm-hmm.
Just to ask us. We're kind of moving things around right now, especially with the event next Wednesday.
Yeah,
we're kind of like by the end of next week, we're going to have like bug and sun will kind of be more front and center. But we've got all those things there, and I've already gotten like a sunburn. Actually, it was a week or two ago.
Hmm.
So, for us pale folks out there, it's a good idea to have some sunscreen. And you know, you'll need it all throughout the season. So get your bug spray, get your sunscreen. If you having allergies, we got lots of great stuff for that too. I think that'd be the other important detail right now.
One of the things that I've appreciated you mentioned whenever the tick conversation comes up, Stephen, too, is that there are kits and things you can have that even if you don't have an immediate tick need, it's nice to have on hand.
Yeah. When that moment happens, when you're like, it's 8 p.m. and I gotta get this out of here.
Yeah, if you take a tick off of you, just keep it in a Ziploc bag, you know, write your name on the bag, and then if you start to have some symptoms where you're like, oh, this I don't feel normal, maybe I have Lyme disease, for example, you can get a kit from us, and it has everything you need. It's all postage paid and everything. You can send the tick out in the mail, and they'll test the tick to see if the tick had Lyme disease or other tick-borne illnesses, and then they'll give you the results, and then you can kind of figure out, hey, okay, this was serious, or maybe there wasn't something, and I just got a cold from my neighbor. I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's nice to know, too. I always tell people, you know, if you're pulling ticks off yourself, keep them in a Ziploc bag with your name on it, and you know, then you have another option. You know, you could also maybe take them to the hospital or something if you need to.
It's important not only for the data so that they can get that in there, but it's important for you to know too. Yeah. I imagine the peace of mind is worth it right there.
But can I just stop for a second, because I can't not mention that you just said take the tick to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it kind of made me like,
I wasn't going to say anything, but that was funny. That was funny.
It was so good. It was like, so I injured the tick and need to take the hospital. Like, I know exactly what you meant, but
your kids
would
have loved that. They
it was so good.
It was...
It's like, I'm taking it, and here's its leash to
I love the idea of somebody rushing into an emergency room. I've got a tick here. I've got a tick, and it's lost its head. Somebody help me, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not stuck on you.
Yes. Yes.
But another thing, just briefly, because we are going to get to the hot summer months, so we wanted just to brief people on this. We'll talk more in depth in the really like hot July months, but electrolytes, it's a good time to start boosting up, not boosting, like building
having,
those electrolytes, having
them
on,
available, you know, like if you're out doing yard work, which I've been doing a lot of, it's hot out there, you're sweating, you'll get really tired. And I found that myself. I've been like, man, I'm really tired after just doing a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then if you just drink some electrolytes, which we have some really great ones, no sugar, no extra junk in it. And then I was like, oh, I've got plenty of energy. It was just that I needed that
potassium,
you know,
magnesium,
sodium.
There's sodium. Yeah. There's other trace minerals in there that we need that our body we just aren't getting enough of.
We need it every day, even when we're not sweating.
Absolutely.
But we especially need it when we are. And I think it's a good reminder. You know, if you're feeling kind of tired after doing yard work, it might be because you worked really hard in your yard, but it might also be that you're low on electrolytes.
And nobody has ever said, oh, I've got too many electrolytes. Like, you're not going to overdo it on this, something like that. Even if you were okay, it's not going to hurt you to take some more in. But more than likely, Melissa had a great line once about, you know, drinking. If you are desperately thirsty, chances are you're already dehydrated. You should have already been drinking. So it's never bad to have on hand, and certainly to stay hydrated throughout the season. When we first get the chance to get some sun, and we got 60s, 50 degrees weather. Mm-hmm. We understand in the Midwest, we're out there as quick as we can be. The ground may not even be unthawed, or we're out there trying to work in the ground and the yard and stuff. And because of the temperatures not being what they can be, we kind of walk into it thinking, oh, it'll be fine. I can handle this. But those we're not used to those hot temperatures yet. Our bodies need, no matter how long, if you spent every day of your life in the Midwest, you still have to adapt to these changes. So while that adaption is happening, having those electrolytes, having that stuff on hand is not only going to help your body, but help you get that work done. And that's what you really want to do. You want to get that. You want to get out in the yard. You want to do these things.
Yeah.
It's an added bonus to it.
I think this is a great reminder, like you said, James and Katrina, just like, hey, we're in a new season. Mm. We got, you know, we made it through winter. Congratulations, everyone.
Yes,
I think we can
Congrats, everybody.
But now we need to, you know, remember what we do in this season. And it's been a little while. So,
Fuel
yourself right.
Yeah, and have these things on hand because you'll use them throughout the summer. And many of these things like, you know, the sunscreen, the bug sprays, certainly the electrolytes, they're good for multiple years. Like, they're not expiring tomorrow. So
that's a good point.
Just have them on hand. And then when you're doing things, you don't have to think about it. Or you don't have to make a special stop when you're like, well, I have all this yard work to do, but at first I have to go buy these things. It's like, no, why don't you do that when you're driving around today or tomorrow or, you know, next week? Stock up, put this on your shopping list. Part of your planning, your Friday planning. That's why it's fun to be here on a Friday.
We've
got the calendar. We're going to put our wellness talk on Wednesday on the calendar. We're also going to put on our shopping list that we need a couple other items here.
Well, speaking of that shopping list, something that just occurred to me that I was thinking about. Very seldom do we go to the grocery store and just buy what we're going to use that day.
Yeah. Well,
we buy eggs because we're going to have eggs next week, or we're going to buy, you know, make French toast next week or something like that. This kind of stuff isn't that different.
Right.
It's good to have on hand.
Absolutely, which is great.
So be prepared for the sun, the bugs, and sweating.
And be prepared for... were you going to say something?
I was going to say the same line, James. Do you want to say it at the same time or something?
Let's do a harmony here.
Be prepared
for Terry.
Yes. Terry's coming to town, everybody.
Yes. It's going to be Wednesday, May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at 5:15. This is special. Terry Lemeron, the man.
Yes.
I mean... The legend.
The icon.
The icon.
50 years in the natural health field, and so much wisdom. He's in his 80s now, and he's been at our store twice to talk, do these wellness talks, and he'll be back again on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic is going to be natural products that are better than drugs.
Mm-hmm.
A strong statement, but, you know, he's the person who's going to back that up, and he's going to give you the information. He's always searched out the latest research. He's often gone to Europe to find things that are used, you know, usually by medical doctors in Europe and maybe been used for years there to treat, you know, medical conditions, but natural products, not pharmaceutical drugs. And he'll bring those natural products back here. He did that with glucosamine and chondroitin.
St. John's wort.
St. John's wort. So many things. I feel like I should have his bio in front of me, but I will certainly present it when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
And something Katrina and I were talking about that's kind of fun is he's always finding new things. He's always innovating. He's always keeping on top of the newest research. And he's got a new product that he's coming out with that looks really outstanding. And I don't even quite know what it is yet.
Mm.
But he's going to be talking about that. We saw that kind of on his, like, we got a snippet of what he's going to be covering. And we saw this new product, and we're like, what is this? So it's going to be really fun to hear about this new product, kind of a sneak peek on it, from the man who found it, you know, who's bringing it to the U.S. I'd never heard of it before. So, you know, like, those kind of things. Maybe I'm a bit of a nerd, but I'm always really excited just to be like, what is he, like, what did he find? Like, how is he still finding stuff? Like, he's been doing this for 50 years. Yeah, he found some, you know, 50 years, sure, he found a couple things. But I've heard him more than once through his career where he's like, this is going to be bigger than the last thing he found, or this is more important for people's health than, you know, than other things I did in the past. And I've always been like, I doubt it. You know, like, how could that be, right? And more often than not, he proves me wrong. He's like, I look back retrospectively a few years and I say, oh, look at turmeric, you know, like, yes, turmeric was around. It was in our grandmother's spice cabinet. Mm-hmm. Getting, you know, the jar never moved in size.
Yeah.
You know, like, she used salt and she used pepper and sugar. That's not really a seasoning, but
cinnamon
maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she made some sort of things for Christmas or whatever. But you know, like, her turmeric jar was up there as long as I can remember, and it never changed the amount that was in the bottle. So turmeric's been around. It's been, you know, in my grandmother's spice cabinet, but the medicinal benefits of it and the research hadn't really been brought to the public's knowledge, at least in our area that I know of, until Terry really, really told people about it and how much it could help with inflammation, chronic pain. You know, and then just so many other things that I'm sure he'll talk about turmeric, but he'll certainly be talking about new things that we haven't really heard about yet.
A couple things about Terry real quick. For one, you and I are cut from the same cloth, Stephen. Yeah. I am a nerd too about this stuff. And the idea of hearing his radio show or hearing a presentation that he does, or even reading an article or one of his books or anything, are fantastic. But very seldom do you get to actually have the man right in front of you, not only to be able to answer questions, but no filter. Or no nothing, just you taking him in and getting to get all that. And even if you are new to this field or just have a slight interest in it, I got to think you got to take advantage of this opportunity. He's coming to town. You don't have to go 45 minutes, 2 hours away. He's right here. That's pretty beautiful. But one of the things that I really enjoy about Terry, too, and I hadn't realized this until recently, he is one of the gentlemen that makes me, I've never really been afraid of getting older, but I don't think like anybody necessarily looks forward to it.
Sure.
People like Terry remind me that there's a beauty to getting older, and it does not mean that you stop. It does not mean that, you know, you just
gracefully
sit there and just, you know, drink a nice glass of water while you're watching the sunset or something like that. Yeah. Like, Terry is just as active as he was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Traveling around the world.
I find a lot of inspiration in that. Just him himself, let alone all the great knowledge he has and everything. Him himself, I find inspirational. So that alone, I think, is going to be something that people could take into.
That's a real statement.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in case that's not enough reason for you to come to Terry's event.
Education, meeting him, all those lovely things.
Yeah, certainly learning about all the health benefits and things that he's working on. We're going to have our biggest sale ever.
Yeah.
It's bigger than we can say on the radio, so that's all I can really tell you.
That's how big it is. They're not allowed to say how big it is on the air.
They're not allowed to say the number. But
it's just that night after Terry's presentation.
Yeah.
So it's after Terry's presentation. You know, we're going to walk back over, and essentially when we close those doors, then that sale is really only for a very short period of time.
Just for that evening. Yeah. We'll have stuff on sale the following, you know, the next day and through June, 20% off for folks who can't get there. Folks that came to the presentation, they tried something new, and they liked it. They wanted to buy extra of it. But yeah, there'll be a big sale that night. We're going to also have a raffle prize for people who attend.
Cool.
So a chance to win. I think we're going to have, actually, I was kind of looking around. I was like, I've got a bunch of stuff that we're going to have in this raffle basket. It's going to be nice stuff. I think the average, like, prize value is going to be like $40 or so.
Nice.
So a good chance to win. And also we're going to have Prairie Pasture beef sampling some of their
grass-fed organic beef.
Organic beef.
Just up in Junction City, Rudolph area.
I was trying
area.
To think if it was Junction City. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And we might do some other sampling stuff, but that's going to be the highlight sample, really, because they do such a great job. And Terry really loves, you know, Terry really appreciates high-quality things in general, but especially food to nourish your body. And nobody, you know, in our area quite does it as well, and certainly not as passionately as Prairie Pasture Beef does. You'll get the chance to meet Carl because he'll be there sampling out his beef, you know, his pride and joy. And it really is his pride and joy. And we kind of thought this would be fun, too, because he'll be there before the presentation, I think, already doing samples.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come in and try a couple pieces of meat before the event.
Get your taste buds ready first, you know, then listen to Terry and be like, I got to have that.
Then come back and try a couple other things. You know, it kind of just, it's nice to have something to accompany the event with some, you know, like light food samples as well.
And for those that those two, three people out there that haven't listened to Terry or heard Terry or have heard read of his books or anything like that, one of the things that I respect so much about him is he's giving you options. He's not preaching to you. He's not telling you what to do. He's not saying this is the only way or anything like that. He just is a big believer in, hey, there's not just this one path. There's not just this one way that we were taught and we were raised on and all this Eastern medicine and all that kind of thing. It's like there's a whole other planet here. There's a whole other half of the planet that I want you guys to hear about. I want you guys to see how they're curing things in the rest of the world and stuff. I think more than ever, people, that's all they're really looking for is give me options. Tell me that this isn't necessarily the only way. And maybe I will do that way, but I want to hear about these other options. Terry's so like Switzerland about this. He's just so down the line. Yeah. Like he doesn't talk ill of, you know, Eastern medicine or anything like that. Yeah. He's just giving you both sides of the story and giving it to you factually with stats, with data that he has put over 50 years into.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well said.
It's cool that I haven't seen a ton of people in that position with that knowledge always handle things that way. And at 80, he's still that guy. He's still that same guy that was when he was first starting with this, which is just as unique as he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
His passion and knowledge is unmatched. So,
absolutely.
Do we need to RSVP for this event?
Yeah, so you're welcome to RSVP. We are, you know, they have these like booklets and packets, so that's helpful for their RSVP. So people are welcome to RSVP if they'd like.
You could RSVP through the Facebook page. We have an event page on Facebook.
Or we have a physical copy like
at
the store
too. Or we have a physical copy you could call in or stop through. But, you know, either way.
You know, if you didn't RSVP, you can come. That's okay. Don't say, oh, I can't go. I didn't RSVP. Come.
No excuses.
All are welcome.
No excuses. Be there. And this will be at First Baptist Church.
Correct.
Keep that in mind, too,
everybody. Right behind our store. It's the same like beginning address of ours. It's 910 McKinley Street. So it's that beautiful church right behind us. It's literally, you know, like
if,
not
if
even
if you're
a
not really
away.
Sure where it is, just park in our parking lot and we'll show you the direction to the event. And it's we just wanted everyone to be very comfortable and for, you know, Terry to have a good microphone and for everyone to, you know, so this is going to be really, really smooth and really nice. That's how we've done it the last two times he's come to. There's usually been, you know, around, I don't know, 70 to 100 people, and it gets a little crowded in our store. So so this will be really great. Yeah, right behind Family Natural Foods is where it is at the First Baptist Church.
Big thank you to that beautiful church and the wonderful people at First Baptist Church. That's really cool.
Really
and
gracious of them.
There's something about a group of people like traveling across the street to go to a location and then traveling back that I just miss.
Yeah.
I just like that that's happening even. That's fun.
Well, you know what? 5:15, you can watch people be doing that. Or actually 5 o'clock on May 24th. You can watch them.
Between us, I'm hoping to be there. I'm hoping to be one of those people.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I would like that. I would like
that. You can watch it for a little while and then go in and then
that's
listen
what I'll do.
To it.
There
so
we go.
There you go.
Me and you will stand on the side watching.
Perfect. Well, great. You'd be the greeter. We got a greeter, Steven.
We got
James, our greeter.
No problem. I'd be honored to.
Does our greeter need to be hydrated?
Oh, yes, lovely
beverages. He's good.
So we're going to transition into talking about a lovely drink that Steven set me up so greatly for.
Well, we were talking about hydration earlier, so I think it fits.
This is a beverage called Odyssey. It's a mushroom elixir, and its flavor is blackberry. It's energy and focus, but what's really cool is it has mushrooms in it, and don't think like you're eating a savory mushroom. This is a really like fruitful beverage, and it's got
it's like a sweet fruity beverage. And they're medicinal mushrooms, so they're for your brain. It has lion's mane, which is getting a lot of press nowadays.
And cordyceps too.
And cordyceps mushrooms, which are really good for, you know, kind of energy and mental focus, memory, all those kind of things related to the mind.
Well, Super Mario Brothers taught us if I eat a mushroom, I get bigger. Does that happen with this?
Yeah.
Does that not a real thing? Sorry.
No, not quite.
Sorry.
But let's try it out.
Do you want to try it? Because I'm remembering you're also not drinking a lot of like bubbly carbonated stuff.
Oh, true, true. But I definitely want to try it.
Okay, all right.
Especially, this seems new to me. I haven't heard of a lot of these with mushroom elixir or any kind of mushroom ingredients in it. That seems different.
It took us a while to find one that was really good quality.
Oh, it smells amazing.
Two
tell
staff
you right
members
now.
At the store.
We're
and
all
maybe
doing
more.
It.
Yeah, why not? Cheers. Effie and Michaela are obsessed with these. They love them, and they have their favorite flavors.
I like this one, the blackberry.
This is good. Yeah.
So again, it's got lion's mane and it's got cordyceps, which are mushrooms, and it even tells us like how much you're getting. So in one of these cans, which is a 12-ounce can, you get 1,500 milligrams of lion's mane, and for cordyceps, you get 1,250 milligrams, which is really, really great.
Yeah, and they're standardized extracts of the, you know, in the lion's mane case, the fruiting body, which is the thing you really don't find. On a lot of products. A lot of them are just grinding up whatever. And sometimes it ends up being whatever the mushroom's growing on, like
straw or oats or rice or
whatever. And that's cheap, obviously, but what you want is the mushrooms. And this one has it. And it also, this has no sugar added. There's no added sugar.
That's a big one.
And, you know, there's... It just has a nice flavor. So I think for folks that are looking for, you know, a beverage to give them a little energy and mental focus and clarity, this is great. For people who want the same benefits, but they want to do it more on a, you know, a daily basis, we have True Grace Mushrooms. Very similar product, but in a capsule form, and they're on sale this month.
They're on sale this month, so till the end of May. And like Stephen was saying, you know, they're the fruiting body. They're not like you're not getting the extra stuff with it. You're getting what you want to pay for. And
they're extracted. They're growing on trees or wood like they would in nature. And it's a Wisconsin-based company, certified organic. You know, really doing stuff right. Great company.
When it comes to the drink, the flavor, it's a blackberry lemon twist, and I got like the blackberry, and then the latter flavor of the lemon twist to it. It had an aftertaste to it that I thought was really nice too.
Really refreshing.
It does not taste like it should be good for me. It does. It tastes too good for that. Mm-hmm. Like that's a really nice thing about that. And some of these drinks have a nice flavor to them, but they don't have the ingredients, or vice versa, they don't have the greatest flavor. That has it all. That's a really nice. That's Odyssey again.
Odyssey is the brand, and there's like three different flavors we carry all the time, and we have some people that buy it by the case because they want an energy drink, but they want it like a clean one. They want that focus, and this has been great for a lot of people.
And Stephen, I didn't know if it was like two or three. I mean, we've been talking a long time, you guys.
I just realized.
It's a good thing.
You brought up lion's mane years ago, and I've been taking it ever since.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I don't know many people that couldn't be benefited by taking it. It's just a great add-on. It's a great addition to your daily routine. And I notice when I don't take it. I notice when it's not there and I don't have it.
Somebody like yourself and most, you know, professionals who need to be focused and need to, you know, like if James is sitting here and he's like gargling his words.
Squirrel.
or not focused or, you know, kind of forgetting things or whatever, you know, that's not going to be very, you know, a lot of people are going to not listen to the radio for very long.
They might laugh for a little bit, then it gets sad, and then they just turn the dial.
But similarly, like a lot of the research and a lot of the folks who are purchasing this are also folks who are worried about memory issues, age-related memory loss, stuff like that, motor function, stuff like that. And that's what a lot of the research for lion's mane is. So it's really good for anybody, you know, from some young person like James here who just needs to be on the top of his game.
I love you, Stephen. Thank you for that. I love you for that. That was wonderful. Nobody's said that about me in 20 years, but I appreciate it.
I don't know who's older or younger between the two of us. We're pretty close in age. But you know, we got to encourage each other anyways.
Absolutely. Absolutely, young man. Absolutely.
That's right.
Other wonderful things about Lion's Mane.
This other young whippersnapper here.
We're a whippersnapper right here. Yeah.
So it's also good. So we talked about memory that it's great for, but it's also good for blood sugar support, digestion. Lion's Mane is also good for immune memory, right? We talked about that one, but mood, stress, sleep support, and nerve support. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it gets a lot of its credibility for the brain, because, right, there's lots of nerves up there and that brain and mental focus support. But
For years, I looked for something that helped with memory, that helped enhance focus and those things. And there's a lot of good stuff out there. What I like about Lion's Mane, it's exactly what you were touching on there, Katrina. It really does hit on all the scepters. It really does really try to, like, some things feel like they either mask or it's a Band-Aid to the issue. Lion's Mane is, especially this one by True Grace, is designed to enhance, to add to, and try to, I don't want to say recreate cells in the brain or anything like this or what have you, but it is there to kind of not only enhance what you have, but to keep what you have, to not necessarily lose what you're, you know, anything that we do in our day-to-day lives. There is nobody listening to this that has the memory they did yesterday. Every day our memories and our focus is a little bit more strained. This stuff is a great asset. It's a great help for that. And the point about memory is also key, because there's many, many people out there that are nervous about dementia and Alzheimer's. And this is certainly no cure for that. But there is stats to show you that people that take Lion's Mane are able to, you know, push this off or sometimes avoid these things.
It's a
real blessing to your brain. It's a real gift to yourself to do. As we wrap up, we got like a minute or two left, and I cut off Katrina because she was going to go somewhere.
No, it's okay. It's all right. We're used to it. I think just let's just recap and just let everyone know again that Terry Lemeron is
from Terry
from
Naturally,
Terry Naturally is going to be at Family Natural Foods this coming Wednesday, which is going to be May 24th at 5:15.
He'll be talking about natural products that are better than drugs. And it's going to be a really wonderful evening. We hope everyone can come. Bring your neighbors, your cousins.
I did want to mention, I almost forgot about this the last time we talked about it. This isn't also one of those things you're going to be busy all night. It's not the biggest time commitment either to people and stuff. It's a good time frame.
Absolutely. And it's going to be at the 910 McKinley Street, which is the Baptist church right behind us. But we can guide you. So if you come to Family Natural Foods, you can park there, walk over, or, you know, park where you need to. Going to have really great discounts. We're going to have baskets. I mean, we're going to have Terry there. You can shake his hand, get a picture with him, and
him some questions afterwards.
We're
coming back to the store to do that with Terry's. Then people get some time just to like ask him some questions. He's always been very gracious. So I know a lot of folks who went to this presentation previously, they left saying, oh, I wish I would have brought my mother. I wish I would have brought my sister, my, you know, whoever who, you know, maybe has some health concern. Instead of doing that this time, just bring them right away. Then you don't have to say, I wish I would have. So bring your friends, your neighbors, and we'll hopefully see you on Wednesday for the wellness presentation with Terry.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 Whiskerin Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can give them a call as well at 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. It's a great webpage. And follow them on social media. It is a fun, wonderful follow and a great way to keep up all the good things going on. I will see you guys with Terry in just a little bit. Thanks for the show. Really fun show, guys. Well, and thank you to all of our guests throughout the week here on Morning Magazine. And of course, a huge thank you to our scheduler, their heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke. Nice work, Pam. Have a good weekend, everybody.